Welcome to Fellowship Talks, your weekly connection to the life and ministry of Fellowship Bible Church. It is our desire that this podcast will reinforce your worship on Sundays and encourage you as you live your life for Christ this week. Here are your hosts, Dan Schaefer and Amy Scrivanos.
Well, welcome to Fellowship Talks. This is the podcast made specifically for the people of Fellowship Bible Church. If you're not from Fellowship and you're listening, we also want to welcome you. It's good to have you on the podcast today. Fellowship Bible Church is one church in multiple locations, and this is a podcast to help disciple and lead the people of our church. And so we're just glad that you're with us today. My name is Dan Schaefer, and as always, I'm here with my co-host, Amy Scrivanos.
Hey, everybody.
Amy, you look like you're waking up, you have that cup of coffee, but it looks like it might be a little bit of a struggle.
Careful, Dan.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah, I'm a little tired this morning, but it's that good tired. We had a really fun young adult night last night, had some silent disco, stayed up here really late, dancing, having fun. So it's that kind of tired where you fall in bed at night and you're just really thankful. And so, yeah, I'm drinking a little extra coffee this morning.
That's good. I'm on a roll this morning with you. I forced you to have a picture already this morning, and I'm saying that you don't look like you're quite awake. So I'm really good at saying those kinds of things. Let's just get to the episode today, Amy.
Sounds good.
We're doing another top five today. Top five was a great hit the last time we did one. We recorded with Dalton Schaefer. Dalton brought us the top five ways to worship God outside of Sunday morning. And we got a few questions. Is Dalton my brother? We both have the same last name, Schaefer. No, Dalton is not my brother. Right. Dalton Schaefer from Cabot and me here in Little Rock, Dan Schaefer, we're not brothers. But however, we are both heirs with Christ.
There you go.
We're both adopted sons, brothers in Christ. That's right. Yeah. So Dalton, we love you. Thank you for that first top five. We're ready to do another top five today.
That's right. Yeah, I love these. I think they're just really good for kind of narrowing it down. Sometimes we think so broadly about things, and a top five just helps us go, okay, that's a good list, and I can kind of think about those and gives me some practical ways to move forward.
That's right. And we have Ray Williams here with us today. Ray, it's good to have you here on the podcast with us.
It's great to be here. And it's fun. Usually I'm on the other side listening to the podcast, which I love to do, but it's fun to be here in studio with you today.
Yeah, we always appreciate your encouragement with the podcast and what you've been hearing from it. Ray, you're a longtime pastor here at Fellowship. And you've served in a lot of different roles here at Fellowship. Could you just quickly tell us how long you've been a part of this church and a few of the roles that you've done?
My wife and I first came to Fellowship in 1981, and I was a layman in the church and got involved in leadership, in small group leadership, and then a couple of years later joined the staff, first as the church's administrator, and then since that time have served in our assimilation ministry, in our discipleship group ministry, in our local missions ministry. And now team with Bill Parkinson in the SageWorks ministry and with you and Amy and Justin and Rory in our D group ministry.
That's right. That's right. And it's a lot of fun working with you, Ray. You have a lot of great wisdom that you bring to our small group team. And it's great learning from you as a young pastor. But today you get to just kind of help all of us with your top five. Your top five things that you can say to somebody on Sunday morning here at church.
Yeah, and so are these questions, are these things that you say to someone new or just someone that you've met for the first time? So new to Fellowship or just anyone that you meet for the first time?
Well, the top five that I'm going to talk about this morning would be, I think, questions I would ask to someone who is new to me or that I may not know yet.
Mm-hmm. And so you turn around in service, you see someone's face that you don't recognize.
Or walking across the plaza or someone comes in, someone that I don't know. And we talk often, or you talk often on the podcast about how our mission is to make disciples, our values, our connection, transformation, multiplication. And so asking questions is a great way to connect with people.
Mm-hmm. That's great. That's
yeah,
great.
Just to engage with them and make some sort of initiation of getting to know them in some way.
Yeah, so it's a way to get to know them. It's a way to help maybe even connect them deeper with our church. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that I really am kind of long for and why I was happy to have the opportunity to talk about a top five today is that I'd love to see us have a culture where we're encouraging each other by asking questions and listening.
So let's get right to it.
Yeah. So
number one,
my number one question, and it really comes out of a question I asked that didn't go so well years ago.
That's a great place to start. Experience as a teacher.
So that's right. And so I had been here a few years and met someone that I didn't know. The church was much smaller then. But the question I ask is, are you new to fellowship?
Oh, I've been there.
And what I then discovered is they had been here more years than I had, which created a really awkward moment. And so so I've thought about that since, and now the question that is almost always my first question is, how long have you been coming to fellowship?
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, that's a great question, because what I find when you ask that is there are a lot of people that have been here a long time, but because we're such a large church, I might not have crossed paths with them before. And so it's great to hear how long they've been here and to find out after you do meet them, you end up running into them all the time.
Yeah, because whether you've been here for 41 years or whether it's your first Sunday, we all have that in common, is that we're here at Fellowship. And so we have a story. And so if it's someone who's been here a long time and I've not met them yet, don't know them, sometimes I'll say, hey, I love almost everything about our church, but one of the challenges we're so big is that we can go for years and not meet someone. Yeah. So it's great to finally meet you.
Yes,
so, but
that's
the first one.
I think that's really good, too, because even if it is someone's first week, it makes them feel a little bit more comfortable than just singling them out as, hey, it's your first week, you know, saying, hey, how long have you been here with us? Not assuming anything.
Now, there's a great follow-up question, and some people might have this one as one of their top five, but since I had some other ones I have in my top five.
This is like a 1A?
A 1A.
Are we allowed to do that?
The question is that, yeah, can I do that?
I think you can.
But you know, after asking how long someone's been here, then sometimes it's a great follow-up just to say, well, what brought you here?
Mm. Yeah, that's a great follow-up question, Ray. I'm sure Trish Monahan, our connections pastor here at Fellowship, would love to hear people asking that question. Amy, what are some of the reasons that you've heard that people have come into Fellowship?
Yeah, you know, sometimes I hear that someone invited them. That's always a great one. I love hearing that one. I love to hear that someone cared enough to tell someone, hey, come visit here. And then the other one that I hear a lot is just that they've heard about Fellowship from maybe other people. Maybe they've seen it online. Or maybe they've seen something that just, you know, heard the name Fellowship as they've asked around for churches, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. My number one is Google. I actually hear a lot of people tell me they found Fellowship by looking at Google, which makes these questions even more important as a body if we're asking people that we don't recognize these kind of questions.
Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes I hear someone has come to Central Arkansas to work at a particular place.
Yeah.
So job has moved them here.
That's right. That's right. Well, Ray, number two, what's the second thing that we can say to somebody on Sunday morning?
Well, it may depend a little bit on what I hear in the first question, but oftentimes I'll ask, did you grow up here in Central Arkansas? And that's just a way to connect with kind of where we've come from. And so many did grow up here in Central Arkansas, and that often leads to other things that we can talk about. But again, in a church our size, it's real common that people have moved here from another state, another city in Arkansas. And so to begin to hear where someone grew up, where they came from, is another way that we can begin to connect and to hear our stories.
That's
it's just
right.
a way of starting to hear someone's story.
Well, let's role play a little bit, Ray. Did you grow up in Central Arkansas?
I did. I grew up in Arkansas, moved around quite a bit, but moved back from the East Coast, where I was in the military, to Central Arkansas, and not long after that, started attending Fellowship.
Let's see, I can see how that will bring a lot more questions, and they're just getting to know someone's story. Because even if you grew up here, things took you away and then brought you back. So that's a really good question.
Yeah, that's great. You really get to kind of hear people's life experiences in just one little question like that. It's really good. All right.
Number three,
and we alluded to this earlier, but as we begin to hear story, we'll begin to hear something about family. And so if already in the conversations someone's talked some about family, that may kind of guide how I would say it. But if it's not come up, I might say, do you have family or friends who come to Fellowship or attend Fellowship?
Hmm. Now, why ask that question?
Because I think people, whether they're a family with children, whether they're single, we all are part of a family. And so, again, it's another way to begin to connect with people relationally.
Yeah, I think it also shows, like, it helps draw out if they have any relational connection already. So you kind of know where they're starting from. I really like that question because then you can kind of know, like, okay, well, they do have some friends that they already know here, or actually they walked in and they don't know anybody. They have no family or friends here. We really need to come around them and help them get connected.
But what should we do if someone says, no, I have no family or friends here? This is my first Sunday and I just don't know anybody here yet.
Then that's a great opportunity to say, hey, we're so glad you're here because our church is a spiritual family.
Yeah. Come sit with me in the service.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah,
yeah, we'd love to be your family.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. Okay, so we have, how long have you been at Fellowship? Did you grow up here in Central Arkansas? Do you have family or friends who come to Fellowship? What's number four?
Number four would be, what D group are you in or a part of? Now, that question assumes that we've had quite a bit of conversation that's helped us get to know one another.
Okay.
And so, but if we've had the opportunity to talk about these things and build a lot of common ground, because connection is a value here and because we're a spiritual family, that's a way to take a next step in knowing how we're connected as a spiritual family. And then that's also a question, because connection is a value, if someone says or shares whose small group, whose D group they're in, then that may be a point of further connection. That's something we can talk about. It's not uncommon for someone to say, hey, I've not had an opportunity to get into a D group yet. I'm new here. I haven't had a chance to go to the membership class. Or maybe it's someone who's been here for a long time, but the D group they were part of stopped meeting and they haven't had a chance to get reconnected. But what asking that question does is open up the opportunity not only for us to get to know them and connect, but if someone is desiring to do that, then we can immediately become a part of the solution to help. And I think, Dan, maybe I got it from you, but if I learn that someone is not in a group, then to be able just to even invite them, hey, would you like to come and be a part of my group? I think that would be great if we were doing that at Fellowship so that we can help people connect.
Yeah, I think that's a really important point. We don't have to have this magical way to bring someone into our D group, right? I've met a few people on Sunday morning and invited them to come with me to my D group on Tuesday night the same week, and they've done it. And that's been a really good way, or a really easy way to invite someone into the deeper body here at Fellowship Bible Church.
And I think a more comfortable way. I mean, I think we have good processes in place to help people get connected to D groups, but a personal invitation is always the most warm and welcoming way.
That's right.
And that people feel most invited in.
They can get connected into a D group at the Connection Center or by talking to one of us as pastors, but the number one way is the personal way. Hey, would you like to come be a part of my D group? Come visit with us for a week.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. Great. All right. Drum roll. Number five.
Well, and you, it's probably an unusual situation where I'd get to ask all five of these questions.
Right. Yeah.
But if we've had a good connection, I really love to kind of finish as the last question with just the question, is there any way that I can pray with you?
That's good. That's good. So what are people's responses when you ask them that question?
It really varies. Sometimes it might be around connecting here at Fellowship. It might be something that's going on in their family. It could be something related to a practical life situation, getting a job or an issue that someone's facing. But my experience has been that that people are comfortable sharing at some level, some way that we can pray for them. If someone doesn't know me well yet, or I don't know them, they may not at that point be ready to share deepest kind of prayer concerns. But it is a way that we can begin to show care and love for the people that we're encountering.
Yeah, what have you seen God do by asking that question? Have you seen Him work in someone's life just by asking that simple question to them?
Well, I've seen, that's a great question. What I've really seen is not only God work, but that open up additional ways and opportunities that we can be a part of how God is working to connect with people. So it's it really is both kind of both parts. It's God working and then using us as a part of that process.
That's good. That's good. Yeah.
Yeah, I really love how that just opens that door to a deeper conversation. And they can answer in a shallow way with it, and that's fine if, you know, if they're not feeling comfortable enough to open up deeply. But I've seen that too, that like even people who stop by the Connection Center, sometimes if you ask that question from someone, they really are there because they're hurting in some way. And just you asking that question can show such a care for them that they really feel loved, that you would take the time to say, hey, how can I pray for you? And so I think that is just a needed step that we can take to show our love and care for people.
I think that's also a good point, is if we meet somebody on Sunday morning who wants us to pray for them, we don't have to walk them over to the elders. As a body of believers here, we also have the ministry of prayer with people here in the church, and we can pray for them ourselves. It doesn't have to be someone on staff or a professional prayer to do that. You know, we each can take that moment to pray.
Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah, one of the things I love is to be walking across the plaza and just see two or three people standing there, heads bowed, and don't know how that may have begun, but see them praying together.
Yeah. Yeah. So across our areas of worship, we're here to worship, to be together, to be community with each other on Sunday. So these are a great top five. Amy, you want to run through that top five just one more time here?
Sure.
Just,
okay. That we talked about? Number one, how long have you been at Fellowship? Number two, did you grow up here in Central Arkansas? Number three, do you have family or friends who come to Fellowship? Number four, what D group are you a part of? And finally, how can I pray for you?
That's good. I'm going to put those on a note card, put them in my pocket, so Sunday I can pull them out and just look at those as I'm talking with somebody.
Hold on just a minute. I need to get my notes. How long have you been here?
That's right. You know, there were some things I didn't hear, like, how are you? I didn't hear that, which is probably a good thing, because our usual answer is
good
or fine. Conversation over. So that's good. I didn't hear, will you take me out to lunch? I was hoping to hear that one. So I could ask somebody if they could take me out to lunch.
Hey,
on Sunday.
If you meet somebody new, you could invite them to lunch.
That's true. I could invite them to lunch.
Yes.
Ray, thank you for being here with us today on Fellowship Talks and walking through your top five things to ask somebody on Sunday morning.
Well, it's great to have been here and again, love Fellowship Talks. And my prayer and encouragement is that people all across our body will look for opportunities to really connect and get to know others by asking them questions, listening, and then showing care and love.
I think this was really helpful just to even get us thinking about being intentional with those questions. So I appreciate you bringing that to us today.
That's right. That's right. Thanks, Ray. Well, Amy, we are in a new year, and we are looking for new Fellowship Talks episodes.
That's right.
So if you're listening and you're like, God has been doing something in my life, and I want to share that with the greater body of Fellowship, we would love to talk with you. Would you drop us an email at fellowshiptalks@fellowshiponline.com and just let me and Amy know that you're interested in recording with us and just sharing with our body. And I know some people get a little nervous about coming on here and talking with us in the recording area. It's really not that uncomfortable once we sit down, is it, Amy?
No, it's great.
Not at
all.
We
have a lot of fun.
We have a lot of fun. We laugh a lot. We drink water or coffee and just have a conversation.
That's right.
But really what you're doing is benefiting the greater body of Fellowship by sharing a story of what God is doing in your life. Because we need to know. We need to know how God is moving in and throughout our body. And this is a great way to share that with us. So if you have a story, if there's something you want to share, email us at fellowshiptalks@fellowshiponline.com. Well, until next time, Fellowship, I'm Dan.
And I'm Amy.
For As You Go, this is Fellowship Talks.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Fellowship Talks. We hope this podcast will help you be a more effective disciple of Jesus Christ as you love God and you love others in your daily context. Fellowship Bible Church exists to make disciples who live by God's grace and for His glory at home and across the world.